702.
The Newsmaker of the Day with John Perlman.
Right, well, the Newsmaker of the Day, I regret to say, has a number, and it's a number that's causing a lot of concern and a lot of alarm as people try to digest the reality that there is a new COVID variant in our country, B11529. How do we, I suppose, strike a balance between what is justifiable concern and deep alarm? We're joined now to try and do that by Professor Penny Moore, who is at Wits University and a virologist at the National Institute for Communicable Diseases. Prof Moore, welcome, and thanks very much for your time today. What do we know? And I guess most importantly, what are we still yet to learn?
Yeah, thanks for having me on the show. This is a really fast-moving recent thing, so there's a lot we still need to learn.
Right.
But what we do know is that we do have a new variant. It is very different from the variants that we've seen before. Up until now, we've had variants that have 6 or 7 or 8 mutations in the spike, which is the part of the virus that attaches to the cell, and it's also the part of the virus that we target with our vaccines.
Right.
This particular variant has more than 50 mutations across the whole genome and more than 30 in the spike.
Right.
So it's considerably more mutated than anything we've seen before.
So there has been in people's minds, and this may well just be our perception, but you'll put us straight, a link between the rise in cases and the appearance of a new variant. And yet the bit that puzzles me is they're saying there are 22 cases of this. Am I wrong in my mind to draw a link between the two? They may be connected, but can we be sure that they are?
We believe strongly that they are, and the reason for that is that we have 22, and in fact that was this morning, we now have close to 90 confirmed sequences where we've actually sequenced the entire virus, and
so we're
100% certain of those. But the thing that causes us concern and why we believe that this may be driving the resurgence is because this particular variant, because of the mutations that it has, reacts differently on the diagnostic test that we've been using. So the diagnostic test that we have in South Africa is carefully built to have redundancy. So it targets four different parts of the virus. The particular mutations in this variant mean that one of those PCRs doesn't work. And so it's very easy for us to track it without having the full genomic sequencing. So while we only have 100 confirmed sequences, which is already quite a lot in a matter of a few days,
right,
what we do know from diagnostic tests is that at the moment this particular variant accounts for more than 90% of new infections in Gauteng.
So the next two things that come up then, because when you have a new variant, obviously in its significance you want to know, is it more transmissible? Do we know that? Firstly, is that true? And secondly, if it is, do we know that because of the speed of the spread or because of the structure of the variant?
Yeah, it has, as I said, more than 30 mutations, and some of them we know very well, but others we are still learning about. Of the mutations that we do know about that are in this new variant, many we know from previous studies of variants of concern we know are associated with immune evasion. And at least 4 of the mutations we know are associated with increased transmissibility. So that alone is cause for concern. Why we are additionally concerned is because there are many mutations in here that we've never seen before. And when we look at where they're located, these mutations on the virus, they are located in areas that the immune system recognizes. And that concerns us because it may mean that more than just the mutations we know contribute to immune evasion. But this is all based on what we know from other variants. It's a very well-educated guess, I would say. But
yes,
we have to confirm it to the lab, and that will take us some time, unfortunately.
When you say some time, what does that mean?
Yeah, what we have to do, essentially, is to grow the virus and then to test it in the lab against people who've been vaccinated, against their blood, and against people who've been infected. And that takes a matter of weeks. It's not an immediate process, unfortunately. What we do have in this case, fortunately, is we can track the spread of the variant with this diagnostic assay that has been impacted. And that's going to be incredibly powerful for us as we track the variant across South Africa. But to get the lab data will take us some time.
So then the next, I suppose, part of the concern framework is, by the sounds of it, it is more transmissible, although Delta was much more transmissible, as I understand it, than the 3 major variants before it. Is it likely to be, let me frame it differently. First of all, let's talk about people who have already had COVID infected by Delta. Is that immunity that they might get, have got or should have got from getting COVID via Delta, less likely to serve them in protecting them against B11529?
Yeah, fortunately, it's going to get an easier to remember name, hopefully, by tomorrow. It will,
right.
So it'll be easier for us to talk about. Yes, that is our concern, John, is that exactly that, is that people who've been previously infected may not have the resistance that we hoped to this new variant. It's very different from Delta.
Yeah. And then the obvious next question is, people who have been vaccinated, my understanding is vaccines were not designed with a variant, a specific variant in mind, because there was those who've spoken well of vaccines would say they were as effective against Delta as they were against Beta in terms of preventing serious illness and death. Are we into potentially another framework of questioning in regard to this, because it is so different in regard to people who've been vaccinated?
Yeah, that is the million-dollar question. So as you say, so far, despite the mutations that we've seen in the variants of concern, the vaccines have held remarkably well against severe disease and death. Perhaps slightly less well in some cases against infection, but remarkably well against severe disease. And that's the question that we need to answer as quickly as possible, is whether the same holds true for this new variant.
So at this moment in time, and let's just put it as bluntly as it needs to be put, we do not know.
At this moment, we do not know, yes.
We do not know if the vaccinations we have taken will protect us against this new variant. At this point, it's unknown.
At this point, we haven't done the lab assays.
Yes.
You know, we, as I say, the vaccines have held so far, and I would strongly recommend that people continue getting those vaccines. With all the mutations that we've seen in previous variants of concern, those vaccines have held. And, you know, we talk a lot about mutations that escape from antibodies, but as I keep on reminding everybody I talk to, the immune system is a complex thing, and antibodies
yes.
are just one part of the immune system. Up to now, the T cells, which are the other arm of the immune system, have held against all the variants we've met.
Right.
And T cells are triggered by all the vaccines that we have. So we need to deal with this new variant the same way we dealt with the last variant and the variant before. We need to continue to push people to go and get vaccinated as quickly as possible. That is their best defense. And we need to ask people to tighten up on our protocols, because I think we're all tired, and I recognize that.
Yeah.
The best defense against this new variant is the same defense that we had against the old variant, is go and get vaccinated, wear your masks and sanitize.
And ventilate the spaces where you live and work. Prof. Penny Moore, Wits University a professor and a virologist at the National Institute for Communicable Diseases. In a moment, we'll talk to one of the leading members of the EFF about the way forward as they see it, as they see the mayors that they've put into place in metros and other municipalities across the country, their way forward in trying to ensure that what they offer the electorate actually gets a shout.